I'm really excited about partnering with Bing in the Classroom because I was a teacher. I taught in inner city DC and West Baltimore, and I know that if something like this existed when I was teaching, I would use it a lot. The daily lesson plans are really exciting, and the fact that it's bringing technology to any classroom that wants it, it's free in a safe way, makes me really excited. Ad-free search is one part that I'm really happy about. You know, I was used computers in classrooms, of course, and that was always one of my biggest fears, was that they would see this ad that would be inappropriate, which then, you know, changes the lesson plan. Then the teachers have to backtrack, and it gets students off what they're supposed to do, which is to learn. So I'm really happy, and I'm sure parents and teachers feel the same way, that this ad-free search is keeping the students on track, and it also makes sure that nothing inappropriate happens while they're trying to learn. Digital literacy is so important. I mean, it changes every day. That's one of the things that I can't believe. I've been out of the classroom for almost 5 years, and the way that it's changed in 5 years is unbelievable. Every day, it's more important. And we know that for our students to go on to have a active place in the workforce, they need to have this digital literacy. They need to be literate. Being in the classroom also sets strict filters to help enable safe searches, which give parents and teachers alike a peace of mind. With budget cuts, not all schools have the same access to technology. That said, research tells us about the importance of teachers not only using technology to teach, but also how vital it is for students to be literate in technology in order to compete in today's workforce.
Today, every school can get in. If you are a K through 12 school, public or private in the US, you go and fill out a form, we're talking 2 minutes. They don't have to touch every machine, they don't have to install any software, it's all on our side. They just give us a little bit of information, and we can push them into the ad-free, safe, private program, which you'll actually see gives a little different logo so that the kids know that they're using it. You already are searching at home, so you can make those searches count towards a school. And the math works out really great. 60 parents using Bing at home can earn a tablet a month for a school. So if you think a school, you know, like this, where there's 1,100 kids, you know, start throwing in grandparents, you know, like getting out to the wider community, that can be an enormous amount of hardware to help bring that school forward into the next, you know, sort of technological age. If you hit the little info button, you'll see each and every school day a link to our lesson plan site. And if you click it, you'll see that every day, right now we're doing 4 lesson plans. We normally do 3, but we have a special lesson plan every day because of our support for the National Spelling Bee. So as we run up to the National Spelling Bee now, we're also doing a spelling lesson plan.
One of the many things that we like about the Bing search engine is not only is it safe, not only is it ad-free, but we know the children are going to find things that are appropriate for them.
Shakespeare days. Okay, so today is Talk Like Shakespeare Day. I'm going to give you a little hint. I have a very good accent. We've already decided. Sure you know what you're going to say, okay?
To be
or not to be.
Humans are the people who speak like Shakespeare. Well, I don't know. Maybe you should try watching a couple and see what you think.
So that's something that they may not think about. So Shakespeare, can I name some of the
great teachers? And they have a common format, which is they ask a question that you couldn't just solve in one search, right? From topics that they happen to be studying, or they do them every day. So some classes